Canto 8, Chapter 17. The Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. Sri Shuka said, Aditi, thus being advised by her husband Kashyapa, O king, faithful to his words, unrelentingly executed this vow for 12 days. With undivided attention and fortitude, conscientious and to the controller, the Supreme Personality, in full control of the senses that are as strong as horses, with the mind as the charioteer of intelligence, and with the intelligence one pointed unto the Supreme Lord, the soul of the complete, she thus fully focused on Vasudeva, performed the ceremony according to the Payavrata vow of fasting. My best one, the Supreme Lord, the original person, then appeared before her, dressed in yellow and with his four arms, carrying the conch, the chakra, the club, and the lotus flower. When she saw him, she got up immediately and offered, with her mind in rapture, her obeisances, prostrating herself with the greatest respect before him. Rising to her feet, and prepared to be of worship with her hands folded, she, because of her blissful enrapture, could not proceed. Overwhelmed, with her hair standing on end and the entire frame of her body trembling because of the utter pleasure of enjoying his vision, she remained silent with the tears that filled her eyes. With a voice that constantly faltered because of the love she felt, O best of the Kurus, it was as if Aditi Devi, staring at the Lord, through her eyes was drinking the husband of Rama, the enjoyer of all sacrifices and the master of the universe. Sri Aditi said, O Lord of the sacrifices, personality of all offers, O infallible one to whose feet we are pilgriming, you are known as the ultimate shelter, as the one to hear and sing about is so auspicious. You are the original one who appeared to diminish the dangers of the material existence of the souls of surrender. O Controller, O Supreme Lord, be so good and grant us the divine happiness. You are the refuge of the downtrodden. I offer you my obeisances, who are the all-pervading soul of the universe, the fully independent one, the greatest one, who by the power of the modes accepts the full responsibility for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the universe. My respects for you, the Lord who, from his original position, eternally promotes the knowledge of the complete whole by which the darkness of the self is dispersed completely. With you being satisfied, O complete and unlimited one, all things become possible. A life as long as that of Brahma, a certain body, a lover, unlimited material opulences in the higher, the lower, and the intermediate worlds, all the 8 siddhi yogic qualities, the 3 goals of kama, artha, and dharma, and exclusive spiritual knowledge, not to mention benedictions like the defeat of human competitors and such. Sri Shuka said, thus hailed by Aditi, O King, the Supreme Lord with the lotus eyes, the knower of the field of all living entities, gave the following reply, O son of Bharata. The Supreme Lord said, O Mother of Gods, I have understanding for your long-standing desire in relation to your sons who were defeated by their rivals and driven out of their residence. What you desire is to defeat in battle those mad Asura leaders who are so proud of their strength, regain the victory of your opulence, and reunite with your sons in devotional service. You would like to see the tears of the grieving wives of the enemies when they find them killed in battle by your sons under the lead of Indra. The restoration of the full glory, reputation, and opulence of your offspring, the joy of their lives and a place for them in heaven, is what you want to see. All those Asura masters of war are now as good as invincible, O Devi. To my opinion, no use of force will bring you the happiness, for they are all protected by the Brahmins who enjoy my favor. Nevertheless, I must think of something to help you out, for I am very pleased with the vow you have observed. someone who worships me never deserves his belief to be fruitless, but that it leads to the desired result. Because you, in faithful austerity, with the son of Marici, Kashyapa Muni, for the sake of your sons have worshipped me with the Payavrata vow, and to the best of your ability have prayed as should, I will become your son with a plenary portion of myself, and thus protect your other sons. O sweet woman, thinking of me as also being present within the form of your husband, lie with him, the spotless Prajapati. Do not disclose this to others, nor even when someone asks, O lady. All will be successful when that what is confidential with the gods is kept secret. Sri Shuka said, the Supreme Lord, this way having addressed her, disappeared from the spot. Aditi, with the very rare accomplishment of having achieved that the Lord would be born from her, considered herself a success and went full of devotion straight to her husband. Kashyapa, in the trance of his yoga, with his infallible vision, could understand that the Lord had entered him with a plenary portion of himself. Like the wind kindling fire in firewood, O king, Kashyapa then managed, with his mind in trance, to deposit in Aditi the semen that he in his penance had restrained for so long. Hiranyagarbha, Lord Brahma, understanding that the Supreme Lord was now situated in the womb of Aditi, offered prayers in the form of his mystical names. Lord Brahma prayed, all glories unto him, the Supreme Lord of glorious deeds. I offer you, the Lord of the Transcendentalists, my obeisances. You, the controller of the modes of nature, I worship again and again. My allegiance to you, who, previously born from Prishni, are always found in the Vedas, you who are full of knowledge, you from whose navel the three worlds rose, you are transcendental to, and you as the all-pervading one present within the hearts of all living beings. You, as the original cause, the dissolution and the maintenance of the universe, are the reservoir of endless potencies, whom one calls the original person. You are the lordship, the controller who is the time that holds the entire universe in its grip, the way waves drag someone along who fell in them. You, indeed, are of all living beings, whether they move about or not, the one who gave them that life. From you all the founding fathers originated. You are the supreme shelter of all who live the higher life, O Godhead. For all godly souls who fell down, you are the lifeboat that saves them from drowning.